USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I'm here to report, we are very much alive!
Super Tuesday proving to be a super day for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden declared the winner in the Texas Democratic primary and eight other states, Texas being the second biggest prize in the Super Tuesday primaries with 228 delegates. The biggest primary of the day was California with 415 delegates. Senator Bernie Sanders appears to have won there. He's also the projected winner in three other states. The clear results still pending in Maine, where the race between Biden and Sanders has been too close to call. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allenrood, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
More now on Super Tuesday balloting. The former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is appearing on ballots for the first time. But he's looking ahead to the Florida primary in 2 weeks, holding a rally on Tuesday evening in West Palm Beach. He was introduced by TV celebrity judge Judy Scheindlund, who took a shot at Senator Bernie Sanders.
This is the greatest country in the world.
Yeah!
It doesn't need a revolution.
Meanwhile, NBC is reporting that Bloomberg is going to make a decision on the fate of his campaign tomorrow. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee confirming at least 25 people are dead from tornadoes that tore across his state early Tuesday morning. Despite the tragic loss of life, Lee says he's proud of the response from officials as well as everyday people. The powerful storms moved through the Nashville area early this morning when most folks were sleeping. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
In Stamford, Connecticut, a judge sided with state prosecutors Tuesday in dismissing a murder charge against Fortis Doulos. He was accused in connection with the disappearance of his estranged wife, Jennifer, but he died in January after a suicide attempt. Doulos' attorney, Norm Pattis, had wanted to continue the case so as to clear his late client's name once and for all.
Mr. Doulos' memory remains stained by these scandalous accusations, and we'd like a chance to raise them in an open court.
Pattis saying that a third party killed Jennifer Doulos, and he says he knows the murderer's identity but did not disclose a name. The three major stock indexes on Wall Street finishing the Tuesday trading day down, despite a surprise rate cut by the Federal Reserve to bolster the U.S. economy amid coronavirus concerns. The key interest rate was cut by 0.5%. It led to a brief rally, but in the end, the Dow closed down 786 points. Former CNN anchor Bobby Bautista has died at 67. She passed away after a four-year battle with cervical cancer. She'd been one of the original CNN headline news anchors when the network launched in 1981. Bautista, best known for anchoring CNN's Talk Back Live, which aired before a studio audience. On the show, she covered the Challenger explosion, the assassination attempt on President Reagan, and the terrorist attacks on 9/11. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.